This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Here we are about 40 plus days out from the election, and the overriding astonishment that I carry, and perhaps you share, is the level of obliviousness of the masses. Mainstream America has no clue what is happening right now and what is about to happen. The people are disconnected from reality. They're disconnected from, of course, real news, information sources like natural news. The censorship is so extreme and the gaslighting is so bad in the mainstream media that the things the average American believes are almost all false. Almost nothing they think is true is actually true. They are living in an artificial construct, a dream world that has been engineered for them in their minds by fake media, propaganda, censorship, corporate disinformation, and so on. And so the lack of preparedness has now become one of the major concerns that I'm sharing with you here. The lack of preparedness is going to be, I think, the downfall of this nation as we know it. The average person is still not stockpiling enough food, not nearly enough. Now, there are millions of people who are purchasing firearms for the first time. Gun sales are through the roof. You can't find a gun anywhere these days. But what about the ammo? So many people have bought a gun, but they can't buy the ammo or they don't have much ammo. Some people have one box of pistol ammo, 50 rounds. That's it. Not even enough to practice with, much less gain proficiency. So even when people are buying these basic items, they're still not ready. But most importantly, they're not psychologically ready for what is about to happen. They've grown so accustomed to the nation as they remembered it, the pre-2019 or pre-2020 America. And they think it's going to continue that way forever. They think there is a rule of law. They think there is civility. They think that the Democrats will play fair in an election. They think that people will abide by the social contracts of politeness or honor or dignity. And none of those things are true. We are now living in a state of war in America. There is a political war. There is a kinetic street war with arsonists and murderers. There is a culture war. There's an information war through censorship and big tech shaping of what is allowed to be shared, what is allowed to be posted. And this war is combined with the fact that the American people are largely uneducated. Education standards are horrific in this country to the point where most people don't understand basic math, basic science. They certainly don't understand economics. People can barely read. They can't even understand most of the things they are reading. And so a lot of people tend to get their information just from whatever convenient propaganda source happens to be on the tube at the moment, which might be CNN or USA Today or MSNBC or what have you. So we have this very dangerous convergence of ignorance with social engineering, with information control, with mind control, and propaganda on top of that, and a scheme to destroy this country, to throw the election into chaos, to cause mass confusion so that the Democrats can then print whatever ballots they need to win the swing states like Pennsylvania or Michigan, for example. And that's their plan. They're going to throw this country into chaos and then just start printing ballots. They're going to print their way to a stolen election and then claim victory. And then if Trump says no, you stole the election, then they will try to have the military move against Trump. They've already announced all these plans. And they will have rioters in the streets, insurrectionists in the streets, ready to take over the White House, ready to kill conservatives or Christians or Trump supporters or gun owners. They are ready to do this. There is a militant extremist force ready to take action to bring down this country. And they are called Black Lives Matter. They are called Antifa. And if people had any real clue about what was going to happen, there would be a mass exodus out of the cities right now that would be historic. And while there are some people leaving the cities, it's a tiny fraction of the total number who live there. Most people are assuming that they will be able to just get back to normal soon, that everything's going to get back to normal. Especially the city people think that Trump will be removed from the White House, Joe Biden will be the president, and then they think the fires will stop. Now, on that point, they might possibly be correct from the point of view that left-wing lunatics are setting the fires. But Joe Biden won't be stopping, quote, climate change. Joe Biden being president won't stop hurricanes and droughts and floods and natural disasters and natural variation in solar radiation reaching the Earth and so on. But people are under the illusion that everything will be fine because this is what they've been promised by Kamala Harris and left-wing candidates like Joe Biden. They've been promised that if you just vote for Democrats, all your problems will go away. Everything will be solved. And that's a deception. But it's a deception that a large enough number of people believe in that they are betting their lives on it. They're going to stay in the cities. They're going to stay in their food deserts, which is what a city is. You don't grow much food in a city. You have to import it. They're going to ride this thing out or attempt to, and they have no idea what's coming. The level of chaos and destruction and arson and lawlessness, the attempted coup against the United States government that's coming, and then the response from the president, the military response in the cities, probably with martial law style lockdowns, curfews in the cities. That's what's coming. And again, most people have no clue. So they're not stocking up on the food that they need. They're not stocking up on the water filters or even stockpiling water. They think that the tap water will always work. You know, there were two explosions, natural gas explosions, that took place in America over the last few days. And these look like they are sabotage. And it's part of the escalation of what's called gray terrorism, this war against America, where Black Lives Matter, and this is part of the color revolution playbook, by the way, that's been described out there by a bunch of Obama people. And it involves sabotaging the infrastructure. So it looks like they're going after natural gas lines right now. There have also been train derailments in Arizona over the last couple of months that look like Antifa might be involved. You are likely to see power grid substations taken down by radical left-wing extremists shortly after the election. There is rumored to be a zero-day attack planned on that day, November 4th, that would threaten to bring down the power grid and to hack power stations, power generating stations, and to hack infrastructure all across America, causing total chaos as a kind of smokescreen for the election rigging and election theft that the radical left plans to carry out. So they need max chaos in order to steal the election. So chaos is coming. In fact, all this, these riots in the streets, recent rigorous studies have shown that anywhere from 91 to 95% of these riots are caused by Black Lives Matter, which is an admitted Marxist group that wants to overthrow freedom, overturn America, and usher in a new Marxist society where white people are criminals just for being white, and Black people have supremacy, Black privilege. This is their dream for America, and there's nothing that they aren't willing to do to achieve that, including attacking the infrastructure, causing trains to crash, causing natural gas pipelines to explode, for example. There's nothing they won't do. So the disruptions that are about to happen are going to be so severe. And that's even assuming nothing bad happens before the election. There may be false flag events before the election that are designed to, for example, paint Trump supporters as extremists. In fact, I think that this 50-day siege of the White House, you know, this group, this left-wing group that's supposed to be protesting in front of the White House for the next 50 days or so, you know, up to the election, essentially. I guess that's less than 50 days at this point, but I can see them, the left, staging a slaughter false flag attack on this very group, attacking them with guns, you know, dressed like patriots, getting that on camera with CNN, which will be tipped off to the whole thing. I can see that false flag happening. It doesn't seem like a stretch at all. They will kill their own people if it allows them to set the narrative of demonizing Trump supporters. So imagine a Las Vegas-style attack on that group, but carried out by radical left-wing operators. That's what I can see possibly coming, or something similar to that somewhere across the country. They will attack their own people so they can blame Trump. Classic Nazi regime type of tactic. And yet again, the average American is just, I don't know, they're just concerned with their new car, or they're concerned with entertainment TV. They really, really want sports to go back online so they can watch their football games and their basketball games. That's all they care about. Empty, hollow, meaningless, pathetic lives. They have no clue what is happening in the world, and they seem to have no interest in defending America against the insurrectionists and the Marxists who are trying to overthrow it. So there are a couple of resources that you can tap into to help you get prepared. Number one, I'm about to publish online a new free downloadable audiobook called Survival Nutrition. You can see the countdown page right now at survivalnutrition.com. And at the end of the month, that will be the audiobook with the PDF, the full transcript. So you can download it. You can share it with friends. You can play it on your mobile device, listen to the audiobook. I don't know how many hours it is in its entirety. I'm not done recording it yet. I'm on to chapter 5 at the moment, but it's coming shortly, and that will help you survive. It covers even water, water harvesting and collection, water sanitizing, how to have safe water, how to use food and herbs and different elements as medicine, how to grow your own food in a way that uses very little water, even off-grid without electricity, things like that. For example, did you know you can purify water just with a plastic water bottle, a piece of metal, and some sunshine? You can make an off-grid, makeshift, non-electric water purification system just with that. I explained that in the book, survivalnutrition.com. I also have a guide that maybe you're already familiar with called the Global Reset Survival Guide. That's a 9-hour audiobook. You can download that for free at globalreset.news. And that gives you all kinds of tips and information to get prepared, get ready for what's coming, defend your home, defend your community, defend your nation. Be ready. And this is my number one message to you today, is be ready for what is coming, because it's going to be beyond historic. It will be unprecedented in our nation's history. The only two events that might even come close to this would be the Revolutionary War and, of course, the Civil War. Hundreds of thousands of Americans died in the Civil War, and that was at a time when the population was only a fraction of what it is today. Depending on how things go right now, millions of Americans could die in the events that we are about to see unfold. And if the globalists have their way, they will kill hundreds of millions of Americans. Maybe 250 million Americans will die from starvation or inflicted disease, you know, biological weapon, depopulation vaccines, who knows? Nuclear war, maybe a scorched earth policy against humanity, who knows? But you do need to get ready. So keep listening to my podcast at Brighteon.com. Join Brighteon Social to take part in the conversation, uncensored. Free speech is welcomed. Brighteon.social, my username there is @HealthRanger. And of course, follow my website, naturalnews.com, for more articles each day to help you get prepared. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be safe.